Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm glad you're here for the conversation. And the next conversation is one that I've had with you for, well, for 12 or 14 years. And that is the level of illiteracy when it comes to finances in America. Financial illiteracy runs rampant, mostly in Congress. Mostly in Congress. These people have no idea how finance or economics work. And so I'm excited to have my next guest here, Leslie Rubin, an entrepreneur, professional accountant, philanthropist, and real estate developer. And April is National Financial Literacy Month. Hallelujah. A new book, Why You Should Give a Damn About Economics, the U.S. Debt Crisis, and Your Future. Leslie, thank you for being here.
Well, glad to be here. Glad to join you, Steve.
I mean, financial illiteracy runs rampant in this country. From young people that go to college, have no idea how a credit card works, to people in Congress who say, well, we'll just print more money. These people have no idea how any of it works, do they?
Well, I'm afraid they don't. Some might, but they don't seem to worry about it. We continue to spend money rampantly, and the fiscal deficits are mounting up, the debt is mounting up, and at some point in time, it's going to create a crisis. And so the whole purpose of the book is to explain basic economics to people that haven't had a chance to learn it, and more importantly, to point out the problems that this country faces. And most people know there's a problem, they just don't know how serious it is. It's a country.
Well, it's very serious. We're going to have a debt crisis. And one of the things I point out to people a lot recently, in 2009, when Barack Obama walked into the Oval Office for the first time, America had a debt of about $5 trillion. Now it's seven times higher. Seven times higher today than it was 15 years ago. I mean, that's remarkable, isn't it?
It is, and it's the tip of the iceberg, because that doesn't include the unfunded obligations of Social Security and Medicare. If you add it all up, it's $128 trillion, or about $350,000 for every single person in this country.
So when we look at this, and I wonder, and I've often wondered about this, Leslie, why are children not told, read economics in one lesson by Hazlitt? Why are they not told to watch Milton Friedman videos? Whatever the case may be, just to get a basic nuts and bolts, basic blocking and tackling understanding of finance, of the economy. Why not some financial literacy? It's Financial Literacy Month, but what is anybody doing about it?
Well, not enough, obviously, because most people don't realize what's going on in this country. And the problem is threatening the whole existence of our country. At some point, we will have a debt crisis because we won't be able to sell our debt.
And I want people to understand what a debt crisis means. It happened in Greece here, it's probably been 8 or 10 years ago, but it happened recently. And some people woke up in Greece and found out that 20%, 30%, half of their savings had been confiscated by the government. If you had too much money, the Greek government came in and said, well, we'll just take this because it's more than you need. And don't think that your 401k is out of reach or your Roth IRA. If they create these digital currencies, which is what every government in the world wants, they can control your finances at the flick of a switch, at the touch of a button. Ask the Canadian truck drivers. They can tell you exactly how easy it is for the government to come in and take possession of their money, right? And if that happens, if we have a debt crisis in America, it'll dwarf what happened in Portugal or Greece or anywhere else, right?
Oh, well, we're the big kahuna. In Greece, there was somebody there to save them when they hit the crisis. That was the EU. They loaned the money, and they're a small enough economy they could be saved. That's not true here. And there were plenty of Cassandras that were warning Greece about what was going to happen, and nobody believed them. But it did happen. And that's what I'm saying right now. We have this problem heading at us just like a freight train. We are going to hit that iceberg and sink if we don't control our spending and our fiscal problems.
Leslie Rubin here with me today, entrepreneur, professional accountant, philanthropist, real estate developer. Let me ask you this, Leslie. You've been in business for a long time. I, for some reason, had it in my head years ago that $24 trillion was the point of no return. And then along came COVID. We blew past $24 trillion. Joe Biden came along, said, let's keep those spending levels where they are. You've got this new idea that if you just print money, you can print your way out of it, which is absurd, of course.
Well, go ahead. People believe in modern monetary theory, which is you can print as much money as you want, are idiots. There's no way that that's true. All that does is create a hyperinflation situation. And we have a continuing irresponsible government that's only interested in getting reelected. And so we have to educate the public, and that's why I started Main Street Economics. My website is mainstreeteconomics.org, and I've written this book that will help people understand basic economics and the problems that we're facing. And if we don't educate the public, we're never going to solve it, because the public is who sends these people to Congress.
Well, what I was going to ask you, what do you think the point of no return is? Is it $24 trillion? Is it $35 trillion? I mean, the projections are now we'll be at $40 trillion or more easily before 2030, $100 trillion by 2050 easily, if not before. I mean, and that's the stuff that's in front of us, not including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the rest you mentioned. What's the point of no return?
There is no way to answer that question, but we can tell from the projections. The CBO says we're going to have well over $50 trillion in interest-bearing debt in 10 years, at which point Social Security and Medicare trust funds are gone. And in 30 years, we'll have $150 trillion in debt. That is not sustainable. They say that in the financial statements that they report every year. The current fiscal path is unsustainable, and they're right.
But it is unsustainable. You know, people say every day, and you hear this kind of nonsense. I heard this, and I'll compare this to General Motors when General Motors was bankrupt here a number of years ago. People that live in my part of the world say, oh, General Motors got lots of money, no problem, and then they go bankrupt. Well, here we are, people say every day, America's the wealthiest nation on earth. In fact, it's the opposite. We are the poorest nation on earth on a balance sheet, aren't we?
Our balance sheet is pathetic. We have a negative net worth of about $30 trillion. I mean, it's just impossible to comprehend those kind of numbers. And it's just getting worse and worse every year. And if Congress doesn't get some more fiscally responsible programs, we're going to go over the fiscal cliff. I don't know when that'll be.
Describe that. So people have when you go over the fiscal cliff, what does that mean? Okay, no Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid, nothing to pay for it, no mechanism to pay for it. What does it mean?
The critical point will come when we can't sell our debt and finance it. We have a Ponzi scheme going with our debt, because the only way we can pay the debt is to borrow more money. And by anybody's definition, that's a Ponzi scheme. As soon as the Ponzi scheme collapses and we can't sell our debt, we can't pay for government anymore. We can't pay for the maturing debt. We can't pay the interest. So when there's a loss of crisis in our debt and we can't sell it anymore, we're done.
And just so people understand, selling bonds means that the Japanese, the German, the Chinese, whoever come in, they buy American debt. They buy bonds. And they finance our ongoing efforts at destroying the country, apparently, right?
Just the opposite right now, because both the two biggest holders, the biggest foreign holders of our debt are China and Japan, and they're not buying bonds, they're selling bonds, they're liquidating their debt. So the demand for our debt right now is declining, and so is the Federal Reserve is liquidating debt. So while the debt supply is growing, the demand for debt is declining, and that's a very bad
picture. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Leslie Rubin, the new book, Why You Should Give a Damn About Economics, the U.S. Debt Crisis and Your Future. Look, it will be ugly when people can't go to the store and buy bread or eggs or whatever, can't get gasoline. Talk about an ugly future. Chaos will reign. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom, Leslie, but that's a fact. I got about 15 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
It is a fact, and we can fix it. The people have to say to their congressmen, their representatives, fix this mess before it's too late. And if you don't, I'm going to elect somebody else.
Leslie Rubin, greatly appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you for sharing your knowledge.
Glad to join you, Steve.
All right. We'll take a break. This is the Steve Gruber Show.